Actions by School District 47 students during the past holiday season were designed to brighten the lives of those in need in the community. At the City of Powell River Committee of the Whole meeting on January 17, Mac Fraser, a community coordinator for Everybody Deserves a Smile Cothet, EDAS, thanked city councilors for the provision of a grant in aid for $1,600 to assist with the 2022 program. He said EDAS is a nonprofit organization that, in partnership with Henderson Elementary School, has just completed its fourth year of offering hand-painted kindness bags filled with a homemade card, cookies, warm clothing accessories and toiletries for people in need. These bags are the culmination of a heartfelt, intentional educational program that is offered to the school students, aimed at developing and building understanding and empathy for those who are vulnerable in our community, said Fraser. It empowers elementary school students through education, action and offering the opportunity for youth social leadership that results in the realization that students can make a difference. Fraser added that the program started at Henderson and has spread to other elementary schools in the school district. He said Henderson principal Matt Hull has stated that the school is committed to continuing to build educational resources to help teach the students the value of empathy, care and compassion through the use of relief time for teachers, and carrying on the conversation throughout the year. I have to stress that School District 47 is covering every cost and aspect and resource requirements for the educational component of our program and we are hugely grateful, said Fraser. About 200 elementary school students a year are participating. Importantly, Everybody Deserves a Smile Cothet is helping to positively influence the citizens of tomorrow and how they will lead our community. Fraser said the need for kindness bags has grown, as the need for community support has as well. There was production of 500 bags this past year, which was twice as much produced for the community just 2 years ago, he added. Our program has evolved to meet the needs of our community and has expanded from serving just underhoused individuals to now include vulnerable families and seniors, as identified through our work with social agencies, said Fraser. We are trying to spend your money reasonably and wisely, and there are many people who need help and many agencies trying to help them the best they can.